Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's one of the great romantic comedy cliches. Two on the run, one serious and uptight, the other a lovable loose unit. Not just romances, of course. Odd couples have worked in films as diverse as Midnight Run, Thelma and Louise, The Green Book, and even Star Wars in a certain light. But it works best in a romance, particularly a screwball comedy romance like Drive Away Dolls.
I'm leaving town.
I am too. That was my plan. Where are you going?
Tallahassee, Florida. I've been unhappy.
That's why we take this trip together, honey babe.
We get our act together, together.
Mind you, this isn't your standard 30s Hollywood screwball comedy. The first thing you notice, literally, is apparently graphic lesbian sex. Though it doesn't show quite as much as you think, thanks to expert directing and editing by expert husband and wife directors and editors Ethan Cohen and Tricia Cook.
Hello, girls! It's the last body shot competition, so we are going to salt you up.
I've had it with love. I don't believe it's relevant to the 21st century lesbian.
Meet Jamie, played by a delightfully screwball Margaret Qualley, who we pick up at a lesbian bar, getting a bit sick of the screwball life. She'd arranged to meet her uptight best friend Marion there, Geraldine Viswanath, who I didn't know, but can't wait to see again in something else.
No.
What?
No.
No what, Carla?
You're not wearing that.
I just came from work.
I came from Toledo. I don't dress like it.
Is Jamie here?
Okay, look, keep the coat on, take the shirt off underneath.
And flaunt my breasts. I'm not here to peddle my wares.
Why else would you be here?
To socialize.
We need to get them on the road, which happens when Jamie tells Marion the cheap way to get down to Florida. Pick up a drive-away car from a place like Curly's.
Curly's Drive-Away, Pennsylvania's most trusted name in car delivery.
Curly here.
Don't call me Curly.
And your name, Curly?
My name is Curly. We just met. It's too familiar.
But there's a twist. Of course there is. They accidentally pick up the wrong car, a car that had been booked by a trio of incompetent Coen Brothers goons to carry a mysterious package to a mysterious client. The leader of the goons, the popular Coleman Domingo, tells Curly where he's gone wrong.
We're here for the car.
Wait a minute. You call with a drop-off in Tallahassee, and then these broads come in and say they're ready to go to Tallahassee. They drive the car instead of you. Is that bad?
Bad if they find the goods.
Jamie and Marion, happily unaware in their drive-away car, head off to Florida while the three goons look for information about the girls from their friends, including Suki, the angry cop, played by Booksmart's Beanie Feldstein.
Suzanne Schinkelman?
Suzanne Schinkelman.
Who the f*** are you?
Since when do women curse like that?
You know Jamie Dobbs?
Should have known it was about that.
And Marion Pahlavi? You shouldn't do that. He can't fight back. He can't hit a girl. He's old school.
One mark of a Coen movie, albeit technically half a Coen movie, since Brother Joel isn't involved in Drive Away Dolls, is expert writing. There's not an unnecessary word in the film. Another mark is terrific casting, a dynamite blend of great new faces and bit parts from the likes of Matt Damon, Pedro Pascal, and Miley Cyrus as a hippie plaster caster.
Yeah, baby.
Who are you?
Save the sanctimony.
And hand over the million smackers.
But this is also a Tricia Cook movie. She edited many of the Coen brothers' best movies, but more to the point, she's set out to make a full-on lesbian movie that's neither too serious nor earnestly mopey. It's absolutely hilarious, with nods to the flat-out comedies of Ethan Coen's past, but also their screwball forerunners.
You cannot relate to the public, which in the service profession is a big handicap.
Did the two creeps find you?
They know we have their stuff.
Maybe we sell it back. Shake them down.
Are they like wanted or something?
Oh no, they're not in trouble at all.
Frank Capra's It Happened One Night leaps to mind. So does Preston Sturges's Sullivan's Travels, and particularly Billy Wilder's Some Like It Hot with its Florida setting, its all-girl football team, and its inept gangsters on their tail.
I understand that you're unhappy, sir. We will find and deliver the package.
We just want your friends.
Though instead of one Marilyn Monroe, there are now two doing double duty as best friends and would-be romantic couple. It all hinges on one unlikely MacGuffin borrowed from Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. What's in the box, we wonder?
Don't touch it. I saw this movie once where they come across this box. And they open the box.
The case.
And it was like really, really bad.
I could tell you it's something QT wouldn't have thought up, or even if he had thought it up, wouldn't have pushed as far as Cohen and Cook do here. But that's what occasionally happens when you ask a woman to do a job usually done by a man.
What?
We should see what's in here.
I bet it's locked.
It's possibly not a movie for all tastes, though I'm not so sure. When I first heard about the film, originally called Drive Away Dykes, I blanched somewhat, wondering what was I getting myself into. But I'm sure 1958 audiences felt the same way going into the potentially tasteless but subsequently classic Some Like It Hot.
Who are you?
Democrats.
Mind if we sit down?
Are they all there?
Count them.
Like that film, the correct reaction is don't worry about it. Is Drive Away Dolls perfect? Of course not. Nobody's perfect, as we all know. But it is the best surprise party of the year, and it's also likely to do rather more good than its earnest rivals. Turns out they do make them like they used to, if you know where to look.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.